Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. The last time she stopped by the cafe, Hannah Palmer Egan talked about farmers markets around the state, and she tempted us with a number of delicious items that she's found at the markets. One item, the goat's milk gelato of Sweet Dough Dairy in Chelsea, really made an impression on Hannah and us. So she's back to tell us much more about it. Hannah Palmer Egan is a food writer for 7 Days. Hannah, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
Hey, it's good to be here.
You visited the Sweet Dough Dairy. Tell us what you found there.
So Sweet Dough is a 40-goat dairy located in Chelsea, which is a really beautiful town. If anybody hasn't ever been there before.
It's the town with two town greens.
It is the town with two town greens. There's a north green and a south green. And Chelsea must have some of the largest surface area of any town, maybe anywhere, but probably in the state. I mean, it is just hill country there. So Sweet Dough Dairy is this little tiny farm set into the sort of hills, which are actually, you know, the foothills of the Green Mountains. And they have 40 milking Nigerian dwarf goats. It's a really historic farm. It used to be home to the Hood family. So, you know, Hood Dairy. Yeah. A lot of the members of the old Hood family were born there back in the day. The house was built in 1790. So it's just as you can imagine, this really gorgeous, charming place with all these adorable, tiny little goats running around. The Nigerian dwarfs are about the size of, let's say, a Springer Spaniel. In addition to the farm and the milking area and the barn and the sort of pastures and forests where the goats frolic, there's also a creamery where they make goat's milk gelato.
And it is owned by Lisa and Mike Davis. How did they find their way to farming?
Yeah, so Lisa and Mike kind of took a roundabout approach to dairying, as, you know, a lot of the sort of newer farmers that you see cropping up around here did. They had been living in New York City for many years. Mike is a Navy veteran. Lisa was in kind of PR and communications for big corporations like Sony and the New York Times. And eventually they sort of decided to get out of the city. They moved to Westchester County, which is the suburban, you know, north suburbs of New York. And it also happens to be where Dan Barber's Blue Hill at Stone Barns is located. So there's the Blue Hill restaurant, which is super duper famous. And there's the Stone Barns Center for Agriculture, which is the sort of feeder farm that supplies that restaurant and is also kind of an education center, not unlike Shelburne Farms here in Vermont. So Mike volunteered while they were living in Westchester at Stone Barns, and he got onto the ag team there, and he was working, you know, he was still working full-time in IT, actually, for New York Life. He was bouncing all around the world, going to Asia, managing these information communications projects for the insurance company. But anyway, in his spare time, he was volunteering at Stone's Barn, working with the animals, and he was suddenly very, very slowly taken with animal agriculture and loved the animals, and it kind of grew and snowballed until the point where he was like, you know what, I'm going to quit my job. And he just went in one day and he quit. And eventually they found this property in Chelsea. They moved to Vermont and it took them 4 years. They started construction in 2014 and they sort of slowly built up this farm pretty much by hand over the course of the last 4 years, and just barely this May shipped their first pints of gelato.
And Mike Davis, who used to fly all around the world, now doesn't leave Chelsea. So tell us about the Davis's tie to the Chelsea community.
Yeah, so it was really, really sweet. They totally repurposed and restructured their really old historic barn. They retrofitted it from a cow dairy into tiny goats. They built this creamery, and they didn't know a thing about construction. So fortunately, their neighbor, Arthur Goodrich, did. And he kind of came over and basically taught them everything they know about construction. The building, I think, was a really, really big piece. But also, I think during goat kidding season, you know, the baby goats are born at all hours of the night for us over the course of a couple months. And so that's a really, really crazy time for the farm. And then all those babies need to be bottle fed because the mommies go and give their milk to the creamery operation. So the neighbors will come and they'll bring them food and they'll bottle feed the baby goats. And, you know, they just couldn't emphasize enough that they would not be able to do this without the love and support of their neighbors and community.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Hannah Palmer Egan, a food writer for 7 Days. And we're talking about the Sweet Dough Dairy and about their goat's milk gelato. All right, Hannah, let's start talking about that gelato. What is the difference between ice cream and gelato?
Okay, so gelato has in it less air than ice cream. Ice cream is made with mostly cream, not milk, and it's whipped and whipped and whipped, kind of like whipped cream almost, and then frozen. So it's really airy, really light, and really quite fatty. Gelato is made with whole milk, not cream, which, you know, during the visit when I was there, Mike and Lisa kind of explained that, you know, when you're eating ice cream and the first few bites, you're like, oh gosh, this is so flavorful. And then by the end, you sort of stop tasting it a little bit. What happens is that the fat from the cream will build up on your tongue and it'll make kind of a sheer on top of your tongue. So you can't actually taste the flavor. And you may not notice this, but what you do notice when you eat the gelato is how totally flavorful it is. And that's because there's less fat in it to kind of get in there and build up and clog up your taste buds. So you taste every iota of flavor all the way until the end.
Why is goat's milk good for gelato? And then how is that different from gelato made from cow's milk?
So I think goat's milk, cow's milk, any milk I think can be, you know, good to make gelato with. This goat's milk in particular from the Nigerian dwarfs is really nice for gelato because it doesn't have that like goaty sort of pungent musky flavor. It really just tastes like milky and creamy and delicious.
And where can this gelato be found?
This gelato can be found at all sorts of local grocers, including but not limited to Healthy Living in South Burlington, Hunger Mountain Co-op in Montpelier, the Co-op Food Store in White River. Now, that is not the Upper Valley Co-op in White River Junction. That is the Co-op Food Store. There's two different ones. Mm-hmm. And also the Rutland Area Food Co-op, among others.
And are there any other goat's milk sweet treats we should look out for around the state?
Yeah, so Vermont farmers are actually producing this really beautiful proliferation of sweet goat treats. So in Townsend, you can get goat's milk caramels from Big Picture Farm. They've won all sorts of awards. They're packaged in these adorable little cellophanes with these little line drawings of each goat on them, and they're absolutely delicious. They have caramels and truffles. And then in Brookfield, Fat Toad Farm also has won many, many awards for its goat's milk caramel, which is the kind of caramel that comes in a jar, like the kind that you might perhaps put on ice cream if you wanted to have a caramel sundae or gelato, perhaps. So those are two, but there's more and more coming along all the time, so I wouldn't be surprised if I'm missing someone there.
Hannah Palmer Egan is a food writer for 7 Days. Thank you so much for joining us at the VPR Cafe.
Oh, it's my pleasure.